Pentecost is the birthday of the church. Do you enjoy celebrating birthdays? Do you enjoy birthday parties? I usually do, unless it's my own. Birthday parties are intended to be joyful occasions. We celebrate birthdays for everything that's important to us, and that includes extremely joyous memories. But it can also be a birthday of an extremely sorrowful event, such as the Holocaust and the day of Pearl Harbor was bombed, and on our 9/11. In our short pilgrimage of life on this earth, we store up good memories and not so good memories of dates. On this day, called the Day of Pentecost, we celebrate the birthday of the Church of Jesus Christ. And on this first day, birthday, which was 50 days after Easter, the first parish and the first one Holy Catholic Church was born. It was an extremely joyful day, overwhelming the early disciples who realized that the Holy Spirit was sent as a powerful reminder of things to come as a first fruit of the beginnings of the church. We're told that on this day of Pentecost, 50 days after Easter Day and 10 days after the ascension of Jesus into heaven, the disciples were gathered together in an upper room, prayerfully waiting, as instructed by Jesus, to receive the promised Holy Spirit that will create, transform, empower, and commission the church to be sort of a first fruits offering unto the Lord. And when the fire of the Holy Spirit rested on this early group of followers of Jesus, they were met by something so powerful, a force that overwhelmed them with a fire of joy and tremendous awesomeness that totally changed them into witnesses that began to share the good news of Jesus Christ to the world. They began in Jerusalem, working to the ends of the world, as they understood the world at that time. The disciples began speaking in unknown languages. People who witnessed this event witnessed an act of God, like a fiery furnace that overflowed into the streets of the city below. The observers who were all gathered for the Feast of First Fruits from all parts of the world, known world, the diaspora of Jews that had escaped from the persecution of the Romans and fled to all parts of the world, but gathered here to celebrate one of the important feasts of Judaism. They were overwhelmed with awe because they heard people speaking in a multitude of languages. They also recognized that some of them were speaking in the various languages of the observers. The promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit for all people. It's for all people. And it is clearly our responsibility to share the good news about what God has done for us and to invite people to join into this blessing. A blessing that brings joy and laughter and peace. A time to say, come journey with us as we follow Jesus and welcome others to enjoy the blessings of Pentecost. And as the prophet Joel exclaimed, in the last day it will be that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men and women shall see visions, and your old men and women shall dream dreams. I'm reminded of one of the Psalms of Ascent, a psalm that was sung by the people of Jesus' time as they traveled to Jerusalem to celebrate one of the major feast times, and this time specifically, the Feast of the First Fruits, or the Feast of the Day, or as we refer to, the Feast of the Day of Pentecost. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and her tongue was singing. Then said they among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. They that go forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again, bringing the sheaves with them. Psalm 126. Today we celebrate the blessed day of Pentecost, the birthday of the Church of Jesus Christ. Amen.